As a pastor, I'm learning every year new things. This last week, I learned something really new about the gift of presence. We had a couple members in a car accident earlier this week. Prayer chains have gone out through the congregation, so it won't surprise too many people here. Janet and Donna were in a car accident. Donna is going to lose her life. We're praying for God to bring her comfort in this time, but God's calling her home. I had some time to connect with her in the hospital each day. I didn't make it yesterday with the ice storm. And as I was outside the hospital, as I do with most of my visits, I try to think of the perfect words. Do you ever do that? And I tried to think of the perfect prayer to say. Do you ever do that? Walked into the hospital, got into the room, and I said the perfect prayer, said the perfect scripture, and it was fine. It wasn't like it was bad. God's word is effective. It goes out. His word does not return void, Isaiah says. But then something unique happened. The brother of Donna came to the bedside and he said this, "Donna, I will never leave your side." And she relaxed. That was comforting. He was expressing presence. Then we all gathered around her, said another prayer, and then I read Psalm 23, and her eyebrow again relaxed when we read these words. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil for," how does it go? That's a statement of presence. Presence means I'm with you. That's so valuable. Everything could be off kilter. Things could be not so perfect. But if you have presence, you can overcome all things. My friends, if you're not feeling perfect tonight, you're just like everybody else here tonight. If you're not feeling perfect, you're right where you need to be because Jesus is here and he loves you. He was born for you. Finally, I just want to mention the first Christmas hymn. Colleen's probably going to fight me about this one, say, "You messed that up." All right. The first Christmas hymn, and I could be wrong about this, but it's something I go with. The first Christmas hymn was written by the Apostle Paul, I believe. Philippians chapter 2. We believe that's a hymn written in maybe the 50s, 60s AD. What does it say? Paul says this. Paul says, "Have this mindset about you. Jesus, though he came in the very nature of God, he did not count equality with God as something to be grasped, but he became nothing. He became a servant, a lowly servant." That's the story of Christmas. The divine became very low and was with us. And when Paul was writing this letter to the Philippians, you see, this was a congregation and people that was struggling with perfection. Chapter 2, verse 3, Paul says, "Watch selfish ambition." And then he names two ladies. You can look it up. They're named in the Bible. How embarrassing would that be? Euodia and Syntyche, they're there. One probably thought they were perfect. The other thought they were thought the other one was imperfect. And the other thought that they were perfect. And the other one was not so was imperfect, they thought. You get what I'm saying. Paul's saying the cure for perfection is Christmas. It's not about perfection. It's about God's presence with you. The message of Christmas, presence over perfection. As we gather, as I see families, may that be the heart of your conversations tonight and tomorrow. Presence, not comparing, not saying I'm better than you, but just being present with one another as our Lord Jesus has been for us. Amen.